The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brent Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC 2.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from Benton City, the Lady Hawks at 2-4, 0-4 in league, going to take on a Kybe team here in Benton City. Kybe 5-4 overall, but they are 1-4. In league, and Lady Hawks hoping to get that first league win before we take a 2-week break for Christmas. We're not going to be playing again until January 3rd after this afternoon. So tip off slated for 3:45, and we're going to break down a game from last night as well as take a look at the SCAC scoreboard, the standings, other action coming up next week in the SCAC, most of it non-league action. And of course, we'll have the starting lineups, opening tip off. And all the action here is the Lady Hawks still trying to find that first league win, but they got Lou Weaver with them again and be taken to the hardwood against the Kybe Lady Bears coming up next. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, starting December 12th through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. Check out our Instagram and Facebook pages for your daily chance to win gift cards from many local restaurants and businesses. We have more new and certified pre-owned Toyotas than ever. They must be sold for us to get the units we need for the new year. No reasonable offer will be turned down. I know that sounds cliche, but just try us. May all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Live back here up the road piece in Benton City. Lady Hawks getting ready to take on the Kybe Bears. After losing a tough game last night to Connell at home, Lady Hawks get off to kind of a rip-roaring start at one point. We have a 16-point lead. either 26-22. I think we might have had a 14-point lead at one point, 26-22. We led 15-10 after 130-19 at half. And in part because Lou Weaver, when she gets on the court, opens up the offense for everybody. But then we got outscored 19-10 in the third quarter, 18-6 in the fourth. And Connell ends up pulling away, beating us by 14, 58-44. We were showing some signs of what we were capable of. Lady Hawks paced by 9 points from Ellie Andrews and 11 points from Emma Niemeyer. Lou Weaver getting her first action of the season, coming back from that knee injury, 7 points, as well as 7 points from Myella Bryant and 7 points from Charlie Amick. And one of the keys to that first half is our buckets were dropping. We had 4 threes in the first half, 2 from Myella Bryant and 2 from Ellie Andrews. And then we only got 1 again after that, and our shooting percentage dropped drastically. And the other problem, the challenge we were having with that Connell team, is we were giving up just buckets of offensive rebounds. We were giving Connell extra looks. There was 1 point in the first half, I want to say there was one possession, I want to say Connell got somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 offensive rebounds. Ironically, they were never able to capitalize, but then Connell got to be more efficient on offense in the second half, and they were capitalizing on those second looks. And looking recently, Kai B, as mentioned, they're 1-4 in league. And this week they lost to Kashmir here in Benton City, 42-33. And then last night they went to Zilla and, of course, got treated poorly by the Leopards to the tune of 66-38. So the key for the Lady Hawks, taking care of the basketball and then probably making sure to execute the shots when they come open, and then, of course, potentially having them drop. Like I said, we were getting slightly better looks in the first half. We were getting fairly good looks in the second half. We were simply unable to make them drop. And then from the free throw line, yeah, we weren't exactly stellar from the free throw line. I want to say we were below 50%. In fairness, Connell wasn't doing super well either. But if we're hitting from the free throw line, as well as not allowing Connell so many second looks, it's conceivable we could have gotten that first league win last night. As it is, we're going to try and take it from a Bear team that, again, is 5-4, but they're 1-4 in league, and I do believe their one win is against Waluk. And when we have to take this break, we'll take a look at the SCAC standings and Waluk struggling as they've been for the last couple of years. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard and standings, as well as the starting lineups. When we return, is the Lady Hawks up here in Benton City getting ready to take on the Lady Bears. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here briefly in Benton City to take a look at the SCAC standings before we get to honoring the flag and the ladies take the court against the Lady Bears. Wapato sits top at 5-0, 6-0, Cashmere 4-0. And Cashmere's playing just league games. Zilla 3-0, 4-1 overall. Then you have Natchez 3-1, 6-1. Royal at 2-1, 4-1. And then the Watts. Kybe at 1-4. Connell at 1-4. Connell getting that win last night against the Lady Hawks. And the Lady Hawks at 0-4, 2-4 overall. And then Poor Waluk, 0-5, 0-7. And they are still having trouble scoring points and trying to win games. Up in Mattawa, in action last night, Cashmere beat Natchez Valley in Cashmere, 34-27. Royal, it just wrecked Waluk, 85-26. And Kybe was on the road last night to Zilla, as mentioned earlier, and Zilla beat them 68-33. And now we're getting ready to honor the flags. We'll do that, and we'll be back with the starting lineups. From Benton City, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Live here from Benton City, they're announcing the folks coming off the bench. So for Benton City, they're going to have a 5'3 senior in Keila Franco coming off the bench, a 5'3 sophomore in number 2, Lexi Calderon, a 5'6 junior forward in number 21, Irma De La Luz, a 5'5 junior forward in number 40, Mia Castillo Oregon, and a 5'7 freshman post number 50, Keely Garber. So I got to get 21 on there as well. That is De La Luz. Don't find these out until you actually get the announcements coming in. For the Lady Hawks, we'll have Carly Ray, Annie Watson, Grayson Ton, and Lou Weaver available off the bench. Rahima Durand is still unavailable with that shoulder injury. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for the Kybe Bears. They're going to start a 5'5 junior guard, number 12, Dulce Guevara, a 5'9 senior forward, number 14, Addie Messner, a 5'2 freshman guard, number 20, Keila Mondragon Dominguez, a 5'1 freshman guard, number 31, Sonia Kurtz. So they have no height in the backcourt. And then they're going to start a 5'10 sophomore forward, and number 33, Shelby Messner. So you'll have the Messner sisters out there, the senior Addie and the sophomore Shelby, to start the game for head coach Tim Craven and the Kybe Bears. For head coach Julie Hill, well, she'll start the 5'6 senior guard number 1, Charlie Amick, the 5'5 senior guard number 2, Bertukin Duran, the 5'8 junior guard forward number 3, Ayala Bryant, the 5'6 senior guard number 10, Ellie Andrews, who had some luck hitting some threes last night. It'd be good if we could get her and Lou Weaver, who's coming in off the bench hot this evening from outside, and then finally rounding things out, needing you to finish down low, which you can on occasion, is the 5'7 sophomore, number 21, Emma Niemeyer. So the Hawks in there, they got road blacks with the orange highlights in their final huddle with Coach Julie Hill and Tim Craven consulting with his Lady Bears, and the Bears in home whites with blue trim. Lady Hawks going to be moving from right to left as we sit up here in the bleachers above the scorer's table. That's how they roll here in Benton City, in absolutely no implied criticism. So Ayla Bryant will step in against that. Who is that? That's Shelby Messner. Going to take a while for me to get the Bears' name straight. So there's the ref with the whistle. There's the ball, and it gets tipped in the backcourt. Charlie Amick's going to gather it in. She's going to drive in. Now she's got to pull back out. Sheffield to Bryant at the top. Now back to Amick on the right wing. Just underway. Amick now to Emma Niemeyer. A couple dribbles to the top. She'll hand off to Durand. Durand looking for something to open up. Feed back to Niemeyer. Circle around to the top. Oh, she could have kicked off to Ellie Andrews. Instead, she'll feed to Bryant in the corner for three. That's off the top of the backboard. Out of bounds. No good. Man, he had Ellie Andrews camped at the top of the arc with no one around her. Long outlet pass to S. Messner, then drives down, goes up against Ayla Bryant, and manages to lay it up and in. So that was Shelby Messner with a quick bucket as Andrews will bring it across the timeline. She'll go up to Bryant at the top, now on the left wing to Niemeyer. Drives in, oh, gets past two, and her shot is no good. Gets her own rebound, ends up going on the deck. Bryant's going to get it. Beat Amick for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound's going to end up going on the deck. It's going to be brought down by Shelby Messner, who then will feed, who is that? I don't know who it was. Drove down the right lane. Shot is no good. 33, Shelby Messner, offensive rebound. That putback is no good. She's got to go into the corner to get it. She ends up feeding Addie Messner. Her shot is no good. And finally, Emma Niemeyer will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Ellie Andrews, quickly comes up. Now pulls back, going to feed back to Niemeyer at center circle. Emma dribbling in, loses the handle on her dribble, crosses to Bertuk and Durand in the left corner for three. Way long, long rebound going to be tracked down by Niemeyer. Niemeyer, however, will drive in, right-handed scoop shot is no good, but she earned her way to the line. And they're going to say that foul is on Dulce Guevara. That is her first personal. So first trip to the charity stripe for either team. 2-0 Kai B. 6:33 to go here in the first. Emma to the line for two. Puts it off the side of the rim. No good. Now feed Emma the ball back and two quick machine gun dribbles. And fires and banks it home. You call glass, young lady. 2-1 Bears. 6:33 to go in the first. It's Guevara. We'll bring it up the left wing. Chased by Andrews. Goes up to Shelby Messner, who's waiting on the left block and is able to easily lay it up and in. Messner with all four of Kybe's points. She ends up going up court to Durand. She'll now hand off to Bryant, who then has it poked and stolen away by Shelby Messner. Drives down the left lane. And shot ends up being no good. She ends up going to the deck, and they're going to call Ayla Bryant with a blocking foul. So Bryant will pick up her first personal, and they're going to say, nope, was not on the floor. So Shelby Messner will go to the line for two. And she hits the first. 5-1, Kai B. All points from Shelby Messner, their senior forward. Messner, second free throw. Swirls in and out, no good. But then number 12 comes down with the rebound. That was Dulce Guevara, who then feeds to Shelby Messner on the low block, and she lays it up and in. 7 points for Kai B, all by Shelby Messner. As Ellie Andrews comes up the court, she'll feed across to Bryant. Ayala then drives into the key, puts up a long shot off the backboard. No good. Didn't even hit rim. Durand comes down with the rebound, ends up going on the deck. Picked up by Shelby Messner. Goes up court to Dulce Guevara with Andrews in pursuit. And then Emma Niemeyer comes up and puts a hand on it and knocks it out of bounds. Heads up play. by Niemeyer. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Guevara. Excellent. But the Bears will press the inbounds as Bryant. Oh, wants to go long to Niemeyer, and it's going to end up being tipped and stolen by Dulce Guevara. Guevara then brings it up. She slices down the right lane and lays it up and in. Making it 9-1, Kybe, as Bryant dribbling in the backcourt against Messner. Shelby comes up. Now we're going to get pressed. Ends up going in the backcourt. Bryant gathers it back in, and she's trying to come back up court with it. They're going to say she got pushed by Shelby Messner. So Messner will pick up her first personal. 9-1, Kybe. 5:20 to go in the first. Lady Hawks can't get much going on offense, and Shelby Messner proving to be an early handful for us. Inbound to Amick. Bounce pass back to Andrews. Ellie dribbling around. Now feeds to Niemeyer at the top of the block. Now she dribbles into the key. She'll kick out in the corner to Duran. Swing around to Amick for a left wing three. Way long. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Guevara. She'll then feed to Addie Messner coming down the right wing, who feeds her sister straight down Broadway, and Shelby Messner hits it, brought to you by Addie Messner, and we're going to take a timeout with 4:53 to go in the first, and it's all Bears, 11-1 Kybe over College Place. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGBC2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
It is the Shelby Messner show for Kybe. They're up 11-1, nine of those points from Shelby Messner. Maybe wondering why Lou Weaver isn't out there. Well, she is on a time restriction. Her doctor has said you cannot be out there for extended periods of time. As Bryant will take it out baseline, but before she does, the ref holding the ball is having some words with Julie Hill. It's just explanatory. I think we're trying to debate as to why the ball's being taken out baseline rather than sideline. And they're also talking about how shirts need to be tucked in, but then they're also not saying anything about Kybe's shirts being tucked in, so I don't know. As Kybe's shirts are all untucked, and we're going to get in the ball, loaded Duran, and then ball is going to be tipped up court to Amick. We've got a three-on-one fast break, cross court to Niemeyer. She's got to pull back out, dribbles the ball off of her own foot. Darn it. 4:43 to go in the first quarter. Lady Hawks trail 11-1. Mia Castile-Oregon to check in. She'll spell Dulce Guevara for the Bears. As they will inbound to Sarah Kurth in the backcourt. So Kurth will bring it up. And she feeds to Shelby Messner, way out deep on the left. Now to sister Addie. Now back down to Shelby, trying to back down. Has to kick back out to Dominguez, and we're going to get over and back. In fact, it's Dominguez, or rather, Castile-Oregon is just going to let it go out of bounds. So Ellie Andrews will take it out far sideline. On the Kybe side of the court. Keila Franco getting ready to check in as Lou Weaver will bring it up, who's checked in. She'll drive into the key, kick back out to Andrews. Andrews turn around, step back for three. That might have been partially blocked. So it goes off the backboard, no good. And Franco will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Addie Messner on the left. Now to Kurth at the top. Kurth to Dominguez on the left wing. Now to Addie Messner at the top. Now down low to Shelby. Shelby back down against Bryant. Bank shot's too strong. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Addie Messner. That putback is no good. Dominguez comes down with the rebound. Has it stolen by Charlie Amick. Will then hand off to Lou Weaver. And coming up the court, slicing and dicing. Lost the handle on her dribble. It's going to be picked up by Kurth. Is Kurth with Weaver all over her. Coming up the right wing, and they're going to call blocking foul on the redhead. Yep. Lou Weaver will pick up her first personal. And Dominguez will take it out. Keila Franco to check back in for the Bears, and she will spell Mondragon Dominguez. And it'll be Franco who inbounds to Addie Messner in the corner with Charlie Amick on her. Wants to do a little lift pass for sister Shelby. It's going to be intercepted by Lou Weaver, who then comes up with Messner poking on her. Now she's going to drive into the key, pull up from about 8, puts it off the back of the rim, no good. And Franco will come down with the rebound. Long outlet's going to end up being stolen by Bryant. She'll feed to Durand, cross court to Ellie Andrews. Ellie pulling up on the right wing with Castile Oregon on her. Down low to Amick, goes up, ends up getting blocked by Addie Messner. Rebound's going to be picked up by Lou Weaver. Left-handed scoop shot is no good. Addie Messner will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Kurth in transition, coming on the left wing. Lane is no good, but Shelby Messner is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Again, gets the rebound. Feeds Addie, drives into the key. Kicks out to, that was Kurth. For a long two, ends up being no good. Shelby Messner with the rebound. She'll then feed Castillo Oregon. That shot is no good. Finally, Ellie Andrews will come down with the rebound. Man, offensive rebounds like crazy against us the last 2 days. As Ellie Andrews pulls up on the left, cross court to Durand. Durand, feed to Weaver. Weaver driving into the key. Double clutches, loses her defender, puts up a bank shot that's no good. Castillo Oregon gets the rebound and almost shoots with it, and then feeds to Kurth, who then quickly gets fouled by Lou Weaver, who picks up her second. Grayson Tunn and Carly Ray checking in for the Lady Hawks. Spelling Charlie Amick and Emma Niemeyer. As Franco will inbound Kurth. 11-1 Kybee, 2:12 to go here in the first. It's Kurth walking it up, feeds to Castile Oregon. Now give and go to Kurth, who's got to pull back out because Durand cut her off. Now to Shelby Messner. Down low to, that was Keely Garberg, who has checked in, and she manages to hit it, making it 13-1 Kybee. Durand will bring it up. And wanted to feed Carly Ray. It's an errant pass. Going to be tracked down by Shelby Messner. As Messner will come up, and then we're going to have a timeout. Nope, they're going to reset the clock. What, 25 seconds on the shot clock? Is that what it is? Yep, 25 on the shot clock. So Frankel will take it out baseline with Charlie Amick checking back in, as will now Annie Watson. Spelling Lou Weaver and Ellie Andrews. Julie Hill checking with Weaver, just making sure she's all right, as Franco gives down low to Shelby Messner, shoots over Carly Ray, tip rebound, shot ends up being no good, tip rebound goes on the deck, and we got a Durand manages to wrestle it away. It's going to be picked up then by Carly Ray. Feed back to Durand, up court to Ton, then to Amick in the left corner. Charlie then drives in. Nice. Oh, drive to the bucket. Bank shot goes halfway down. Swirls in and out. No good. And scramble for the rebound. Ends up being lost out of bounds off College Place. We've had a lid on the bucket since about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter last night. It's still going on. That ball was swirling halfway down and then swirled out. Great move to the bucket by Charlie Amick. The bucket not cooperating as Kurth will walk it up. 13-1 Kybee. Kurth to Franco deep on the right wing. Now wanted to go down low to Kurth, but Charlie Amick was there to poke it out of bounds. So Kurth will take it out at the end of the College Place bench. It is Kurth, right? Yep, the 5-1 freshman guard. Nope, it's going to be Franco taking it out baseline. Feeds to Shelby Messner, who puts the ball off the side of the backboard out of bounds. It's going to be College Place basketball, and the Bears will press. And up court to Ton. We got a 3-on-2 fast break as Charlie Amick bounce pass down to Annie Watson. Put it away, baby! Annie Watson, brought to you by Charlie Amick. That's our first field goal of the game, making it 13-3. As Garberg feeds to Kurth, who ended up driving down, everybody gave up on it. As Castile Oregon steals the rebound from Carly Ray, and then she ended up getting fouled while trying to go back up.
And that foul will be on Carly Ray. That'll be her first personal. So Castile Oregon to the line for two. The Bears are 1-for-2. Seconds to go in the first, and Kybe leads 13-3. Castile Oregon puts it off the side of the rim. No good. Spelled Oregon, but I virtually guarantee it is not pronounced that way. That's my guess, anyway. So Castile Oregon, two quick dribbles, and hits the second. 14-3, Kybe. Carly Ray will bring it up, feed back to Duran. Now up court to Watson. Got past her defender, goes up. That shot may have been partially blocked. Watson steals the rebound away, and then they're going to call a foul, I believe. What? Unreal. Okay, they said the foul was on Black. Yeah, that's not right. That foul was on Castile Oregon. And Mondragon Dominguez checked back in, and she will spell Shelby Messner. So 33 seconds to go, and the Lady Hawks will get a fresh 30 with Charlie Amick kicking up baseline in the corner to Tom. Swing around to Watson on the right wing. Back to Amick in the corner. Amick down low to Carly Ray. Should have dribbled and gone in, and then they're going to call. No. They stole the ball. Stole the ball. Carly steals it back. They call a travel. Wretched, stinking, terrible, wrong call. Wrong call. As Kurth will walk it up. She come down the right wing. Now feed to Castile Oregon. Now to Franco at top. Now Franco drives into the key. Pulls up from about 10 and rattles it home. Either Franco with her first bucket of the game. As Amick with 4 seconds to go, 1 second to go, puts up the shot, ends up being no good, and the first quarter comes to an end, and it's all Kybe. After one quarter of play, the Bears 16, College Place 3. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, after one quarter of play, it's largely the Shelby Messner show for Kybe. 16-3, Kybe Messner scored the first 9 points of the game for Kybe. And Franco, Guevara, and Garber all got in the action, as did Castile Oregon with a free throw. Lady Hawks struggling getting anything going offensively against this Kybe defense. And the refs are sending everyone back to the bench. I don't know. I've been calling basketball for 15 years, I think, and it seems like every other game I end up seeing something I've never quite seen before. This is a new one. We're in between first quarter and second quarter, and the refs having an extended conference. Both teams came out ready to start the second quarter, and both the refs proceeded to tell all the players, go back to your benches for another 30 seconds. You have a 30-second officials timeout. You'd think they could have sorted that out in the break between quarters. And they're still in conference over there. There hasn't been, We had a little issue with the shot clock in the first quarter. We haven't had significant foul issues. It's not like the players are getting unusually chippy or anything. The coaches, near as I can tell, are treating the refs as they typically do. So I can't, and that conference, it's still going on. I can't, never seen a quarter break like this. Never seen a quarter break like this. Never seen the refs carry on for such an extended period of time. Now are we finally ready to go? Okay. And we've got one ref approaching the College Place bench, or is he just putting himself in position? Or did that have to do with the uniforms? That was the one thing that was going on. At one point, the refs were telling College Place girls to tuck their uniforms in, whereas the Kybee girls, their uniforms were hanging out of their shorts. And now one of the refs is clarifying things specifically with Julie Hill. And Julie's nodding, saying she gets it. Okay, so now, are you ready to go? I just cannot believe that took as long as it did. Okay, so Kybee will have the ball to start the second quarter. What did I say, 15 years? There's always something new to be seen. And Franco will take it out far sideline for the Lady Bears. And she'll end up feeding into the corner to Dulce Mondragon, who then feeds Garberg down low. That shot ends up being no good. Franco ends up getting a shot that got partially blocked, and then Bryant will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Lou Weaver, who's going to start the second quarter here. Trying to drive in on Franco, give on the right wing to Annie Watson. Watson wanting to circle off. It's got Niemeyer left alone for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Garberg will take down the long rebound. She'll then feed Castillo-Oregon. Then feed to Mondragon Dominguez on the left wing. Dominguez with the Hank Warden-Edward Jones three, making it 19-3. As Bryant will walk it up. And then Dominguez, Mondragon Dominguez came up on her and pushed her. And she'll end up drawing a foul. That'll be her first personal. So Weaver will take it out far sideline. Weaver with Franco on her will feed to Niemeyer, then hand back to Weaver, dribbling at the top, now dribbling to the left, now pulling back around, feed to Bryant at the top, now right wing Emma Niemeyer. Emma faking the three, drives into the key, and wanted to have it kicked out, and said it's going to be stolen by Castillo-Oregon, who then wants to feed Guevara, coming way down. She has to go out of bounds to get it. Feeds it right back to Lou Weaver. Quickly dribbles past everyone. Slices into the key. And they're going to call a charge on Lou Weaver. That will be her third personal. If I'm counting right. Yep, I am correct. So Dominguez brings it up. Dominguez wants to dribble in. She feeds to Franco in the corner with Weaver coming out on her, being poked at. Now back to Dominguez. Dominguez deep on the left wing, wants to drive in. Hands off to, that was, ends up being an air ball, and Annie Watson ends up coming down with the rebound, and then she falls down. The ball is going to end up being dragged down by Castillo Oregon. Her three-point shot is no good. Going to feed back to her. She'll dribble out to the top. And then Guevara ends up losing the ball off of her. They're saying that's off College Place? There have been some just absolutely stinking wretched calls tonight. Two flat-out wrong calls. Guevara clearly dribbled that off of her thigh. Addie Messner to check in for the Bears, and she will spell Garberg. So Dominguez will try and inbounds again. And she'll feed to Franco in the corner, drives down against Lou Weaver, gets cut off, feed back to Dominguez, drives baseline, backs down and manages to put it home. Dominguez with 5 points in this quarter. And then the Bears press on the inbounds, and Franco boots it out of bounds. So we'll try again with Bryant feeding close to Lou Weaver. And the redhead will bring it up. Lou's showing a little bit of rust as she's playing with three fouls here in limited time. Feed to Emma Niemeyer, drives into the key, kicks out to Bryant in the left corner for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. And they'll let the rebound go out of bounds. Bertuch and Duran to check in, as well as Charlie Amick, who will spell Annie Watson. And I didn't see who else went to the bench. It's going to be Emma Niemeyer. So Franco will take it up baseline and feed presumably to Dominguez. Yep, it will be Dominguez. Screened for me. 5:39 to go on the half, and it is all Kai B, 21-3. This Dominguez gives on the left wing to Castillo Oregon. Then to Guevara, turns around, pulls up from about 15 and hits. Guevara with her second bucket of the game as Watson gives down low to Durant, poked out of bounds by Dominguez. As the Bears continue to press. So Bryant will take, no, Weaver will take it out baseline. Kurth checking in and spelling Mondragon Dominguez for Kai B. So Weaver gets it up to Bryant, then hands back to Weaver. Dribbles through a triple team, drives down. And then with the left-hander, lay-in is too strong. She's getting penetration. She just can't finish. As Kurth will bring it up. Feed to Dominguez. No, that was Castillo Oregon. Castillo Oregon with Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3. Make it 26-3. As Bryant will feed to Weaver coming up the right wing. Weaver dribbling into the key, kicking the corner to Amick for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And we've not been making buckets really since the second quarter of last night. Just a lid on the bucket as Grayson Tan will check in. And she'll spell Ellie Andrews. Franco will inbound to Kurth. And Kurth will walk it up with 4:30 to go in the half. Kurth, leisurely taking her time, dribbles to the right, now pulls up on the right wing, now dribbling at the top. Now on the right wing, Daddy Messner. Messner dribbling into the corner. She ends up stopping, now back up the top to Franco, swing around to Kurth on the left. Now back to Franco at the top, now on the right wing to Castillo Oregon, puts up a long three, ends up being no good. And then Addie Messner and Duran tie up for the rebound, and we get a jump ball. Possession arrow favoring the Hawks. 4:09 to go on the half. Lady Hawks trail 26-3. And to add insult to injury, Shelby Messner now getting ready to check in for Kai B. As Durand, dribbling to the left, feeds down low to Tan, kicks out to Bryant at the top for three. And she hits! Al Bryant, finally, with the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. But that makes it 26-6 Kai B. As Kurth will walk it up, going to be met by Amick. Now on the right wing to Guevara. Now down low to Addie Messner with Grayson Tan all over her. Now to Guevara. Down low. No, they're going to call a blocking foul on Ayala Bryant. They wanted to go to Castillo Oregon, and Bryant ran into her and picks up her second personal. So Shelby Messner to check in, and she will spell Castillo Oregon. Oregon. Carly Ray to check in for College Place. And she'll spell Ayala Bryant. Ellie Andrews checking in. And she'll spell Lou Weaver. So Franco will inbound under the bucket. Down low to Addie Messner goes up, and they're going to say she got fouled, I believe, by Carly Ray. Nope, they're saying that foul's on Bertuch and Duran. That'll be her first personal. And that'll put Addie Messner to the line. Messner scoreless thus far. Bears 2-for-4 from the line, make that 3-for-5 as Addie Messner hits the first. 27-6 Lady Bears. Addie Messner, three quick dribbles, puts that off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound's going to be lost out of bounds. Unbelievable. They're saying off of Graceland Ton. Another dreadful call. And we're going to have a timeout with 3:34 to go in the half. And the Lady Bears leading the Lady Hawks 27-6 here in Benton City. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
3:34 to go in the half, and the Lady Hawks having a hard time of it. Kai B leads them 27-6. As Guevara wants to inbound, running out of time, has it slapped at by Ray, but Shelby Messner is going to gather it back in. That shot is no good, but then Guevara is there for the offensive rebound and putback. Guevara now with 6 points. As Ellie Andrews will bring it up, having been fed by Carly Ray. So feed to Ray. Nope, it's going to be stolen by Franco, who's going to go down the left lane and lay it up and in. Franco now with 4 points. As Andrews bringing it up, going up court to Durant. Can't handle the pass. Stolen by Addie Messner. We turn the ball over again. Addie Messner coming up court. Now she'll feed to Shelby up top. Shelby with Carly Ray on her. Goes into the key. Lost the ball out of bounds. Finally, they call it right. It was off the thigh, and that's what they call. Shocking. Although, in fairness, you could have an immaculately called game, and I think we'd still be struggling here as Ray goes up court to Amick. Charlie now will walk it across with Guevara coming out on her. Charlie, and ends up going in the corner to Duran, then drives baseline, pulls up from 12. Nice-looking shot, swirls halfway down in and out, naturally. Addie Messner with the rebound. Cross-court to Kurth. Kurth will then bring it up. She then goes, nope, pass is too hot. For Guevara, and the Bears turn the ball over. 2:23 to go in the half. 31-6, Kai B. Duran takes the inbound feed to Andrews. Up court to Charlie Amick. 2-on-1 fast break. Pulls up. Shoots from 10. Shot was too weak. Guevara will come down with the rebound. Then goes up court to Franco. Got behind everybody. Cherry picking. Shot ends up being no good. Gets her own rebound. And then they're going to call a foul on Bertukin Duran when they should have called a jump ball. Four. They're calling the foul on Grayson Ton was not even in the same zip code as that play. She will pick up her first personal. Yowza. Wretched officiating, but that is not explaining why we're trailing 31-6. Addie Messner feeds to Shelby in the corner. Swing around to Franco. Franco now dribbling to the top with Durand on her. Now feed to Shelby on the right wing, and she's got a clear lane to the bucket to Shelby Messner, and easily lays it up and in. And then we have a whistle coming up the court. Have a foul on, that is Kurth. She'll pick up her first personal. So Andrews will take it out far sideline. 33-6. Kai B. And then the outlet pass going to be stolen by Addie Messner. Feeds to Kurth. Kurth coming up, drives into the key, feeds to Shelby at the top of the key. Shelby wanting to drive down, has to feed back out to Kurth. Now the top to Addie Messner for three. That doesn't even touch rim. And then the rebound's going to end up being brought down by Grayson Ton. Then goes, wants to go up court to Charlie Amick. Addie Messner then pops the rebound, intercepts the pass, slaps at it, and hits the trailing ref in the head on the way down. It's still going to be College Place basketball. Billy Andrews taking it out far corner. To Ton, handing back to Ellie, coming around the right wing. Ooh, got lucky, didn't have a moving pick. As Carly Ray then feeds Graceland Ton. Great looking shot, a little bit long. And Guevara will come down with the rebound. She'll then feed Addie Messner, bringing it up with Durand on her. Now to Kurth. Kurth's walking around to the top. Still maintaining her dribble out near center circle. Kurth, now to Shelby Messner. Shelby, down low to Franco, puts up a shot that was weak and didn't touch anything, but of course they're going to call a foul on Allie Andrews, who, again, was not close. She wasn't in the same zip code as the play that was going on. If the foul's going to be on anybody, it's going to be on Grayson Tahn. Nevertheless, Franco is going to go to the line for two. And the Bears are 3-for-6 so far this afternoon. Emma Niemeyer and Lou Weaver to check in as Franco misses the first. And Ellie Andrews and Grayson Tahn will go to the bench. Tahn, I think, having a coughing fit. As they give the ball back to Franco, and she spins and dribbles and dribbles and dribbles and spins and fires and hits that one. 34-6 as outlet pass is going to be poked out by Guevara, out of bounds. At half court, Durand will put it in for the Lady Hawks. And Durand wants to feed Annie Watson, who has to chase it down. Now she'll dribble up, chased by Castillo Oregon. Now to Ray, drives in, feeds to Watson. Watson's got to bring it back around. She'll feed out to Charlie Amick, who's free for three, and puts it off the side of the rim, no good. Guevara will come down with the rebound. I believe she got fouled by Annie Watson. Yeah. And that was correct. Annie was right there. 46 seconds to go in the half, and it's all Kai B, 34-6. We're shooting free throws now. Yeah, so Guevara will go to the line. Bears are 4-for-8. And every time someone's gone to the line, they go 1-for-2. Guevara. Well, she sinks the first, making it 35-6. Guevara, four dribbles, hunkers, and maintains the trend. But Addie Messner is there for the offensive rebound and putback. Addie Messner with her first field goal of the game as Weaver has the ball with 43 seconds to go in the half. Weaver on the right wing to Amick. Amick is going to have to get moving, and then she does. And managed to break free, lost the handle on her dribble. But fed to Watson. Watson then tried to feed Lou Weaver, and the pass was errant. It's going to be picked up by Franco. Franco on the left wing to Castile Oregon. Oregon at the top to Addie Messner. Down low to Shelby. One-touch shot is no good, and Durand will come down with the rebound. Kurtukin getting slapped at by Shelby. Wants to feed to Lou Weaver. Instead, it's going to be picked up, stolen by Franco. And then Franco can't make the shot, and then in scramble for the rebound. No, they're going to say just lost out of bounds off Shelby Messner. For a minute, I thought they were saying it was a foul. So Carly Ray will take it out baseline with 3 seconds to go in the half. And long outlet to Charlie Amick, who's got to shoot. You got to shoot. And does she get? Well, gets the shot off. It ends up being no good, and the first quarter comes to an end, and it is all Kai B. Kai B, 31. College play 6 after one half of play. We'll be back with totals here from Benton City. You're listening to College Play's Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here in Benton City at halftime, and the Lady Hawks struggle busing against the Lady Bears. We trail 31-6. And I'd say the two things most notable in this is, well, broadly speaking, just in terms of the score, probably the most notable. We are having trouble taking care of the basketball. We're having issues with turnovers. When we do get good looks, very often there's a lid on the bucket, and that lid has been on since late in the second quarter last night against Connell. Kai B is pretty much having the time of their lives on offense, Shelby Messner most particularly. Once I get to scoring summer, which I'll get to in a bit. But the other thing, I'm going to call out the officiating. My goodness, there has been some dreadful officiating going on. In fairness, that is having no impact upon the outcome of this game. But there's been at least three instances where they've called fouls on people that were not close to the play. They've gotten at least two out of bounds calls wrong. And in fairness, this is to my eyes, the Zebras are closer, but it seems somewhat egregious to me. But happily, this is a game where that does not very much seem to matter because we are struggling so badly on offense. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring summary. Keely Garber with 2 points. Addie Messner, 3 points. Keela Mondragon Dominguez with 5 points, as does Keela Franco. Dulce Guevara has 7 points. I missed Mia Castillo Oregon. My apologies. She has 4 points. And Shelby Messner, he's going to be leading all scorers on the court with 11 points. Messner at one point had outscored. She scored the first 9 points for Kai B. And Kai B was up 9-1. You might as well have said the score was Shelby Messner 9 and College Place 1. For the Lady Hawks, well, with 6 points, there's not a whole lot to say. Emma Niemeyer did get to the charity stripe. She hit one of two. Annie Watson has our lone regular field goal. Fed by Graceland Tom, as I recall. That was a great little exchange. And Ayala Bryant did manage to hit a three in the second quarter. This is unlike last night where our threes were dropping. And tonight we have had a few looks. We simply, our accuracy has not been on. And then when it's been close, I know Lou Weaver's had two drives to the bucket. And on a couple of times, the ball swirled halfway down and then out, which is kind of what I mean by lid on the bucket. The reality is, if those shots are dropping, we still would probably be struggling because we're having a significant turnover issue. We're having difficulty managing the bare press, but then sometimes we even get going in our half-court offense, we're having trouble making crisp passes necessary, and the Bears able to at least assume possession of the ball. There were a handful of possessions in the first quarter as well where the Bears are getting a large number of offensive rebounds. So, if we want to try and get back into this game, trailing 37-6, that's a tall order at halftime. We've got to tighten up ball management, and we've got to be boxing out the Bears, preventing them from getting second looks. And then we got to find a way to stop Shelby Messner from getting to the bucket, because generally speaking, when she gets close, she is fairly efficient. Not 100%, but fairly efficient. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard standings, games coming up over the Christmas season, which none, unfortunately, for college play. Well, I take it back. Technically, there is one, which we will talk about, as well as the second half. Win or return, halftime here at Kai B, and the Lady Bears lead the Lady Hawks 37-6. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tastes good.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live in Benton City, getting ready to wrap up halftime, and the Lady Hawks trailing 37-6. Just want to give a note to the friendliness of College Place fans. Everywhere I go on the road or at home, super friendly. Can't say I know all the names, and I just had a guy sitting in front of me offer me an ice cream cone, which Benton City is known for. I appreciate the offers. SCAC standings coming at you. Wapato undefeated at 5-0, 6-0 overall, followed by Cashmere at 4-0 and Zilla at 3-1, or 3-0, I beg your pardon, 4-1 overall. Then comes Natchez Valley at 3-1, 6-1, Royal at 2-1, 4-1. And then you have the other half of the league. Ty B at 1-4, 5-4 overall. Connell at 1-4, 3-4 overall. And then College Place at 0-4, 2-4. And then poor Waluke at 0-5. 0-7. In other action this evening, Lynn Ritzville Sprague is going to be at Connell in a non-league game. Royal is hosting Cashmere as we speak. And Natchez Valley is at Zilla. We do have games next week. Tuesday, Zilla is going to be at Cashmere in league action. And then in non-league action, on Friday, Natchez Valley will be at Goldendale. Grange will be in Mattawa to take on Waluke. Saturday, Royal will be at Chaparral High School. Wapato will be hosting Grandview, and Waluke will be at Sunnyside Christian. The Lady Hawks will not be playing again until January 3rd. And that's an unusual 1:30 start back at home. They're going to be hosting Cascade of Leavenworth. And I'm assuming that is going to be a home and back series. So I think next year... Nope, not going to Leavenworth. Oh, what a treat. Cascade's coming down here, and we don't have to go back up there. Awesome, because that's a long trip. Okay, so we are ready to go with Kai B. We'll have the ball to start the third quarter, and, okay, the ref is going to get, because there was a big delay between first and second quarter. Oh, boy, and then going left, Shelby Messner. Gets a quick look to the bucket. That shot is no good. Rebound's going to be tracked down by Kai B. The putback is no good. And then it ends up being lost out of bounds, I believe, by Dulce Guevara. Yeah, Guevara's got a sheepish grin on her face as she comes up the court. So Annick will bring it up, and we'll have no press. And she'll be met by Kurth on the right wing, Demi Niemeyer. Now to Bryant, drives into the key. Knight gets up a nice running shot. Off the back of the rim, no good. Shelby Messner with the rebound. She'll then feed to Kurth in the backcourt. And Kurth will walk it up. Going to be met by Amick to Guevara on the right wing. Guevara wanted to go down low to Castillo Oregon, and it's going to be batted away by Durand, and then Ellie Andrews ties up Dominguez for the rebound, and we got a jump ball. Possession will favoring the Lady Hawks, and the Bears will get out of the backcourt. So Durand will feed Charlie, and Amick will walk it up. Amick on the left wing to Andrews. Ellie to a driving knee, might lost a handle on her dribble, and we got another turnover. Dominguez will then feed to Kurth after having picked up the loose ball. Kurth hands off to Guevara, then to Kurth for a give and go, but gets cut off by Charlie. So Kurth will circle back out to Addie Messner, then kick out to Shelby. Shelby driving into the key, working against Ayala. Gets a tough running shot, ends up being no good. Tip rebound, put back is no good. Then Niemeyer will come down with the rebound. Got to stop. Sorry, not trying to sound snarky, but we were having difficulty with that. As Niemeyer has the ball on the left wing, head fakes, heads up to Bryant for a long two off the back of the rim, no good. As Shelby Messner and Andrews tie up for the rebound, and they're going to say last touch by Ellie. 6:30 to go in the third. Lady Hawks trail 37-6. As Dominguez will inbound to Kurth, and the freshman, all 5-1 of her, will bring it up, getting met at the center circle by Amick. Kurth, dribbling right, feeds to Dominguez. Dominguez on the right wing, now to Guevara. Guevara to Kurth, deep on the right wing, then in the corner to Dominguez. Head fakes, drives into the key, puts up a running shot, ends up being no rim, no good. And then, see, there, I could have sworn the loose ball was off the Hawks, but they're saying it's off the Bears. Maybe my vision's going bad. Maybe the refs are just totally crystally on. As Amick will walk it up. She'll be met at center circle by Kurth. Dribbling left, feeds to Niemeyer on the left wing. Emma driving in, and they're going to call a blocking foul as Emma ends up hitting the deck. They're saying Emma was in the act of shooting. Okay. That foul's on Mondragon Dominguez. That will be her second personal. Yeah, and he's saying that Emma was in the act of shooting. So Emma's going to go to the line. She's 1 for 2. I've been seeing a lot of that sort of stuff tonight. But so Emma gets to the line and puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Oh, boy. Whew, there's been some interesting calls tonight. Let's see if Emma can capitalize on this one. She misses the first. It's two machine gun dribbles. 2 second is doesn't and goes off to the left and doesn't hit the rim. So unable to capitalize on that very interesting call. And Dominguez willing down to go. As she feeds to Guevara, feeds to Kurth, and a give and go ends up being no good. Now back to Dominguez, wants to drive into the key, instead feed to Guevara on the right wing. Guevara now to Addie Messner at the top, backs down against Emma Niemeyer, shot ends up being no good, and then scramble for the rebound. It's unbelievable! Okay, it was lost out of bounds off Addie Messner, and they first signaled that it was Bears basketball, but then it got overruled. Incredible. As Amick will walk it up. Oh, my. On the left wing to Emma Niemeyer. Emma with Addie Messner coming out of her. Drives down the right lane. Got blocked by Addie Messner. And they're going to say she got fouled. And that's legitimate shooting foul there. So Emma Niemeyer will go to the line after being fouled by Addie Messner. That is Messner's first personal. And Emma, who is 1 for 4, will go to the line for two more. It's two quick machine gun dribbles and that rainbow shot off the back of the rim. No good. .517 to go in the third. Lady Hawks trail 37-6. Two quick machine gun dribbles. Considers, fires, puts that off the front of the rim. No good. And she ends up scrambling with Shelby Messner for the rebound. And we got a jump ball with a possession of favoring the Bears. So Dominguez will inbound to Kurth, and Kurth will walk it up. He met at center circle by Charlie Amick. to Shelby Messner, way out on the left, almost to the top. Now feed to a driving Addy, who got behind everybody. The Messner sister connection, Shelby to Addy. First bucket of the game, or the second half for the Bears. As Amick, working on Kurth, drives into the key, got partially blocked. They're going to say, drive to the bucket, she got fouled. And they're going to say that foul is on Guevara. That'll be her second personal. So Charlie Amick to the line. And she is scoreless thus far, is Charlie. Her first trip to the charity stripe puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Lady Hawks 0 for their last 5 from the line. Charlie trying to put an end to that. And does. 39-7. Kai B as Addy wants to feed to Kurth. Wasn't watching for it. And Emma Niemeyer is going to. No. She's still the college jump ball. Oh. Mercy. As Dominguez will take it out between the scorekeeper. No, sorry. Durand will take it. See? So they had that right. As Durand will feed in the backcourt to Amick. Amick going to be met center circle by Kurth. Charlie on the right wing to Durand. Durand to a driving Ellie Anders. Drives into the key. She double dribbled. Got away with murder. Put up a nice left-handed shot off the back of the rim. No good. Shelby Messner will come down with a rebound. And she wants to run. She goes coast to coast. Lay-in is too strong. Durand position for the rebound. There we go. She'll feed Amick. And the Bears not getting nearly so many second looks. And now they're going to call a reaching foul on Dominguez. That'll be her third personal. That's the fourth team foul of the third quarter. So the Lady Hawks are going to be shooting foul shots from here on out in the third. 4:15 to go in the third. Keila Franco to check in, and she'll spell Dominguez. As Andrews will go down next to Julie Hill with Franco on her. Feeds to Amick with Kurth coming out on her. Charlie. Oh, got a miscommunication between her and Bryant. And then they're going to say Bryant got bumped. Yeah, they're going to call a foul on Shelby Messner. And that's two shots. So Isla Bryant's going to go to the line for two. 4:08 to go in the third, and we're going to be shooting free throws. The problem is we've already shot six in this particular quarter and made one. And Bryant sinks the first. Good on you, Miss Bryant. That's 4 points for Ayala now. Ayala? Got it. Couple of quick dribbles. Looks good, and it is. Bryant's 2 for 2 from the line. Liking that. As Kurth will walk it up, and going to be met by Charlie Amick at center circle. On the left is Shelby Messner, way up top. Now feed to Addy, almost to center circle with Niemeyer coming out on her. Couple of dribbles, so hand off to Kurth. Kurth swinging around, 16 on the shot clock. Charlie in her face, dribbling to the right. Now not allowed to get much of anything. Wants to go baseline, and they're going to call blocking foul on Ella Bryant. And suddenly they're calling everything super close. And that's fine, but Bryant will pick up her third personal. As Guevara will take it out baseline. And she'll feed to Addy Messner, who banks it home from about 8 feet. Messner now with 7 points. Making it 41-9, Kai B. Charlie wants a good lot of Bryant, has it tipped away by Addy Messner. It's going to be stolen by Kurt. Long outlet to Franco, ends up almost going out of bounds. Somehow she gathers it back in, feeds Shelby. Shot ends up being no good. They went over the back on Emma. My good, oh my Lord, such wretched officiating. Messner clearly went over Emma Niemeyer's back, but no, they call a jump ball, then it goes on the deck. This is just incredibly bad. One of the worst games I've ever seen. Grayson Tawn and Carly Ray checking in. As a frustrated, understandably, Emma Niemeyer and Ella Bryant will go to the bench. As, who is that? That's Guevara will take it out baseline. And they're saying the jump ball favors the Bears. Just unspeakable. As they get an inbound to Messner, turnaround jump shot is no good. And then they're going to call. Are they going to call three in the key, or are they calling a foul? Calling a foul. They're calling a foul on Guevara. That'll be her third personal. So that will put, is that Ellie Andrews to the line? Yeah. Ellie, her first trip to the line. Lady Hawks, 3 for 8 so far in this half. Puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Garberg and Castillo Oregon to check in for the Bears as Guevara and Addy Messner will go to the bench. So now we'll give the ball back to Ellie. One dribble and she's ready to go. Puts that off the back of the rim as well as Shelby Messner will come down with the rebound. Coming down the right wing, shouted by Durant. Still maintains a dribble, now pulls up. She'll feed to Kurth. Kurth now down low to Franco, backing down against Graceland. Tan man manages to bank it home. This Franco. That was a tough shot, and Tan was doing a good job of defending it. As Duran has the ball deep on the left wing, she'll go across to Graceland. Tan wanted to go down low to Ray. Instead, Shelby Messner is going to cherry pick it, and then she'll come driving down the left wing and can't get the shot off. Does get the shot off. Carly Ray with the rebound, but then puts it on the deck. It's going to be stolen by Shelby Messner and put away. Another turnover as we had the rebound. As Ray has the ball on the right wing, she'll give to Tom at the top for three. Boy, that was a good-looking shot. Off the back of the rim, no good. As Kurth will bring it up on the left wing to, that is Castillo Oregon, who got called for a travel. And she goes, what? I can't believe it. And her coach comes right out and says, yeah, believe it. credit Tim Craven. He's saying, no, you did travel. And we got a timeout? No, here we go. We're going to reset the clock again. These refs are picky about some interesting things here this afternoon. They get very concerned with the shot clock, and they've called timeout twice now. As Andrews will take it out, now feed to Tan, hand back to Andrews. Oh, she's got the three. Take it. She does. Off the back of the rim, no good. As Castillo Oregon will come down with the rebound. And then going to be tracked down by Duran, who pokes it out of bounds. Are they going to call a foul? They are.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Apologize for the technical difficulties. Castillo Oregon scored while we were out. Annie Watson has the ball at the top for us to Amick on the right wing. Drives into the key. Got a swing back out. Puts up a contested shot. Ends up being no good. Graceland Tan was in position for the rebound. Ended up losing it out of bounds. So Franco will inbound to Kurth. Kurth to Franco. Franco at the top now wanted to go down low, and Annie Watson almost stole the ball from him, and then Shelby Messner gets the ball back in. Then she tries to drive down and lose the ball off of her foot. So the Bears turn the ball over with 43 seconds to go in the third. Lady Hawks trailing 47-9. We're on the verge of a running clock here. So Charlie to Carly Ray, deep on the left wing. Ray, she'll kick out to Annie Watson. Watson, one dribble, handoff to Ellie Andrews, driving into the key. Oh, she had a good look. Feed it, Grayson Tom got behind everybody, and her lay-in's not strong enough. Oh, man, it was so close. As Castillo Oregon will pick up the loose ball with 17 seconds to go. Drives down, feeds to Shelby Messner in the key. Contested shot is no good. Carly Ray will come down with a rebound. Feed Grayson Tom coming up court. Got blocked, knocked to the deck, no call, unreal. Then outlet to Shelby Messner, who lays it up and in, of course. You're making calls that don't exist, and then you're missing the calls that do. After three quarters of play, Kai B leads College Place 49-9. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Getting ready to start the fourth quarter here, and the Lady Hawks trailing by 40. 49-9. And I'm not sure. Are we still having technical difficulties here? And we're late starting the fourth quarter as well. So the refs took a long time between the first and second quarter, and they're taking a long time here between the third and fourth. I believe they were concerned about Sorry, ready to go here? Yes. I'm gonna ask my engineer directly. Can you hear me? And the answer would seem to be not, as Dominguez feeds on the right wing to Castillo Oregon, to Addie Messner at the top. Now on the left wing to Dominguez, once driving, oh, managed to go down baseline. Emma Niemeyer might have gotten a hand on it, and she does, and comes down with a rebound. As Lou Weaver is checking in. She'll then drive down the left lane, and that bank shot goes off the back of the rim, no good. She's got some rust on her shot as Dominguez comes down the left wing. Chased by Durand. Dominguez wants to drive, gets cut off again by Durand. And now she'll feed to Addie Messner. Messner then drives down the left lane. Bank shot is a bit too strong. Long rebound going to be tracked down by Lou Weaver. Got a two-on-one fast break. Feeds to Grayson Tawn. And, yeah, there was a hand in the passing lane. So this will be College Place basketball. And the shot clock says 30 seconds, and that's incorrect, but we'll run with it. As Weaver will take it out baseline. Oh, she has Durand on the left. Now she will feed Bertuchen. Now swing around to Niemeyer at the top. Emma, driving into the key, puts up from 14. I got blocked by one of the Messner sisters. Is then going to feed Castillo Oregon. Coming down. Shot is no good. Dominguez comes down with the rebound, goes up. That it also ends up being no good, but they're going to say Dominguez got fouled. And got fouled by Bertuchen Durand, who picks up her fourth. Is that correct? Yes. So Dominguez will go to the line for two. So Dominguez, pair of dribbles, manages to sink the first. It's her first trip to the line is Mondragon Dominguez. two pair dribbles and puts that up the front of the rim. No good. And Durand will come down with the long rebound. And she'll come up court, give on the left wing to Emma Niemeyer. They left her open for the three, and she took it off the back of the rim. No good. Bryant comes down with the rebound, has to go out of bounds to get it. Ends up being picked up by, that is Dominguez, comes down the left wing, and she ends up laying it up and in. 52-9 as Lou Weaver comes up. Feet on the right wing to Bryant. She'll pull up for three. Hits. There it is. Ayala Bryant. With her second Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the game. We get to double digits, making it 52-12. 3 points each quarter. As that is Dominguez, shouted by Bryant. Going to feed to Guevara. Guevara downloaded. Dominguez tipped away by Emma Niemeyer. Heads up play by Niemeyer. As that is Dominguez will take it out in the corner. Goes down low to Garberg. Gets tied up by the redhead. Garberg wants a foul. The shot ends up being no good. And Niemeyer will track down the rebound. She'll feed to Lou Weaver. Drives into the key. Feeds to Lindsay to Grace Lantant. Puts a shot off the front of the rim. No good. But Durand will come down with the rebound. Feed out to Bryant. Wants to drive into the key. Nice bounce pass to Weaver. Swirls in and out. No good. What is with the lid on this bucket? As Castillo Oregon comes down with the rebound. And now she's being harassed in the backcourt. Does manage to get it. And now they're going to call a foul. And if it's on Durand, she's going to be done. Yep. No. Sorry. I had that wrong. Bryant has three fouls. Durand now has four. That's what I did wrong. Castillo Oregon will go to the bench, having been spelled by Guevara. Who did I have out there? Oh, I see what I did wrong. I don't know what's going on. That's it. It's Calderon out there. That's what's going on. As Guevara has the ball deep on the right wing. And she will feed to De La Luz, who turns the ball over, feeds Tan in transition. She ends up stepping on the baseline as Weaver fed her a little bit too far. 4:26 in this running clock, and Lady Hawks trailing 52-12. As Guevara will inbound to, no, Guevara is going to go to the bench, and it'll be Dominguez inbounding to Kurth. Ellie Andrews getting ready to check in for College Place. And gives it in close to Kurth with Bryant all over her. Annie Watson's also going to check in. As Kurth handing to the left feed to, that was Calderon. Then down to De La Luz, goes into the key, and the ball's going to be blocked out of bounds by Patuka Durand. So Andrews and Watson will check in and spell Lou Weaver and Emma Niemeyer. And is that Calderon? No, that is Dominguez going to take it out baseline and just bounces the ball off of Taunt, who turns around in frustration. It's like, no, it's legitimate play. And Dominguez will try again. And running out of time, she's going to bounce it. Oh, Taunt steals it. She was on the lookout for it that time. She double dribbled and got away with it. Feed to Ellie Andrews. Down low to Annie Watson. Goes up. Ah, no good. De La Luz will come down with the rebound. Feeds the ball to Patuk and Durand. Swirls halfway down and out. What is with the lid on this bucket? I'm telling you, it's incredible. And we're going to have a foul on Grayson Tan in scrambling for the rebound. Tan will pick up her second personal. And what? Yes. All right. Shelby Messner to check in, as will Carly Ray and Charlie Emick for the Lady Hawks, as Durand and I guess Ellie Andrews will go to the bench. The Andrews a little bit confused because she had just checked in, as Kurth will bring the ball up. She'll feed to Shelby Messner, deep on the right wing, then goes down to, that is Kurth. Shot I did not see from whom is no good, as Annie Watson comes down with the rebound. Feed to Amick, now to Bryant, who then comes up dribbling into the corner. Feed to Charlie Emick puts up a tough contested shot, goes halfway down, in and out, no good. Second putback is no good. Bryant will come down with the rebound. And Emick will pull back to center circle and reset. And pass intended for Watson is going to be intercepted by Shelby Messner, who dribbles down the left lane and lays it up and in. Shelby Messner with leading score on the court. Can't tell you exactly how many she's got. As Emick feeds to Grayson Tawn. Now, I don't know who she's looking for, but Dominguez is going to step into the passing lane. She'll then dribble down, pull up for three off the side of the rim. No good. Watson will come down with the rebound. Feed to Bryant. Bryant, then coming up, still maintaining her dribble, now wants to drive right, goes past De La Luz, puts up a shot, ends up being too strong, as Rail come down with the rebound, she'll then feed Bryant, that shot's too strong, Tom will come down with the rebound, feed Watson, outlet, but it's going to be stolen by Dominguez, who then will drive down the left lane and lay it up and in. We are not taking care of the basketball. Coming up on 60 seconds to go, and we trail 56-12. As Garberg will check in, DeRay ends up putting up a shot from 13 off the backboard and rim. No good. De La Luz gets away with the travel. No, that was Calderon gets away with the travel, who then feeds De La Luz, who gets a bucket down the left wing. And we're going to have a okay, we're going to have a sub. Do we have a timeout? No, we're just stopping play, allowing people to tie their shoes and have substitutes. Again, I've never seen the call made that way. But that's all right. So Amick will bring it up. And why Shelby Messner is out there, I have no idea. To Grayson Tawn at very top, wanted to feed Andrews, puts it off of Andrews' feet. Then Calderon will come up court and end up losing the ball out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Grayson Tawn. And the ball went halfway to the Performing Arts Center. Now they've brought it back out, and Kurth will take it out baseline, coming under 10 seconds to go. Clock continues to run. Now we're at 10 seconds. To Calderon on the left wing. Oh, nice bounce pass to Shelby Messner. That was a good eye by Calderon. And Messner finishes, and that will do it as the Lady Hawks struggle all afternoon long scoring points. They lose here in Benton City to Kybee 60-12. We'll be back with totals and what is coming up next for the Lady Hawks. It's going to be after New Year's. We'll talk about that when we return. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get a device on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Lady Hawks come into Benton City and they tried hoping to have some success against the Kybee Bears, but it was all Bears from start to finish. We could outscored 16-3 in the first quarter and the Bears never looked back. Beat the Lady Hawks 60-12. Here's your unofficial scoring summary. And for the Bears, Irma De La Luz with 2 points, Keely Gerberg with 2 points. You have Keila Mondragon Dominguez with 5 points. Then you have Keila Frankel, Dulce Guevara, Addie Messner, all with 7 points. I missed Mia Castillo-Ortegon with 6 points. And then Shelby Messner, the sophomore forward, leading all scorers on the court with 19 points. For the Lady Hawks, Emma Niemeyer and Charlie Emick each with 1 point. Annie Watson with our lone standard field goal. She had 2 points. And Ayala Bryant led all Lady Hawks scorers on the court with 8 points. Set. Coming up next for the Lady Hawks, well, we got 2 weeks off. We are not going to be playing during Christmas season, not even before New Year's. Our next game is going to be January 3rd. We will come back home where we're going to host Cascade of Leavenworth on Saturday the 3rd. That's going to be an unusual start time. That start time is going to be at 1:30, in part due to Cascade's travel necessities. I mean, they're coming from Leavenworth. They got a ways to go. So we're going to play that game as early as possible so they can still travel and hopefully have weather not be an issue. So once again, your final here from Benton City. The Lady Hawks fall to the Bears 60-12. Next game going to be non-league against Cascade of Leavenworth on January 3rd at 1:30. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. But don't change that dial, as they say, because the men are coming up next. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment. 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.